Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you registered to vote in San Patricio County? Can you share your opinion? Thank you. Now moving forward. Okay, and now, are you or is anyone in your household employee on the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with the political campaigns, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, here we go. Now, thinking about the past November general elections for a moment, which party candidates do you tend to vote for most often? A Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. Now, moving right along. And what year were you born? Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community.
62.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure talking to you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside? Yes or no?
Of what kind of plant?
Ammonia plant. Ammonia plant?
No. I haven't heard anything.
You ever heard nothing? Okay. Now, I would like you to read you real quick the names of several individuals or groups. Now, for each one, please tell me, ma'am, whether you have heard that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. And if you don't recognize the name, just let me know so we can move right along. The first one is Jarrah. Have you heard of that organization?
No, never.
And Valero, whatever comes to mind, positive or negative?
Yeah, I know Valero. Positive.
Somewhat positive or strong positive?
I know that they're a company here. That's all I know.
I know, but in order to move forward, I have to record somewhat positive or strong positive. What comes to your mind when you heard the name Valero?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Okay, and Project Geran. You recognize the name?
I've never heard of them. Nope.
And Fling Hills Resources. Recognize
them? Yes, I've heard of them. Very positive.
Any opinion?
Somewhat? Positive. Very.
Very, okay. Strong. Positive. How about Port Corpus Christi? And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, do you form an opinion? Positive, somewhat? Strong, positive?
For what?
Somewhat. Port of Corpus Christi?
Oh, yes. Very positive.
Okay. And how about Oxy Energy Corporation? Have you heard of them?
Somewhat positive. I've heard of them, but I don't know anything about them.
Okay. That's okay. Nueces County Green Ammonia?
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. And how about Enbridge? Recognize that
never
organization?
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, moving right along. Would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant, an export facility located in the southern edge of Ingleside?
I have no opinion.
Okay. You don't live in that area?
No.
In Ingleside? No. Okay. Now, let's move right along. Can you please tell me if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed of the construction of the ammonia plant and export facility of the south part of Ingleside? Here's the first one, okay? I know you don't live nearby, ma'am, but this is something that might affect you, okay? And that's what they do in the study. And I really want to thank you for sharing your opinion.
I really have no opinion. I've not heard of it. I don't know anything about it, so I can't really give you any opinion about it. So if that's what you're wanting, you're probably wasting your time and my time.
But if you live nearby, I mean, if this chemical...
Well, I would have to do some research. Are you going to tell me facts about it? You're just asking how I feel about it, and you're the first I've heard about it, so I can't really tell you how I feel about it.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you for your patience, ma'am. Bye-bye.